farmer Alan Bowers Jr. can hear the profits from his corn disintegrating.
This is as bad as I've ever saw it.
The corn stalks on his field near Du Bois, Illinois, are so dry and brittle, they break up just by touching them.
And when you crunch it up, this turns into dust.
None of the stalks are producing usable corn.
There should have been a silk and an ear starting to shoot out, but right there is what your ear is.
Because of the drought, thousands of hectares of his farm are in similar shape.
It's very devastating. I mean, you get up in the morning and you think it might be another 13 months before we get a paycheck. The corn and the soybean crop is our paycheck.
In mid-July, Bowers made a heart-wrenching decision. Faced with a near total loss of his corn crop, he decided to cut it down.
We are making what they call corn silage out of this for the animals, for the cows. And if you wait till it's completely dried up, it won't even make suitable feed for the animals. So we have to do it in a timely fashion before the hot temperatures and winds dries it out anymore and turns it completely to just, you might say, dust.
Dust is the consistency of much of Bowers' farmland, exposed to the wind now that the stalks are cut down.
It's all just powder like sand, you might say.
Some of the only stalks left standing are for crop insurance adjusters to inspect. Alan Bowers and his wife Lori are hoping for a modest insurance settlement just so they can make ends meet until next year.
People don't realize we have no boss and we have nobody to help us. And it's tough. You have to work together. You have to work with a husband and a wife and family and together try to work through it.
The remaining land on the Bowers farm is filled with soybeans. And unless a significant amount of rain falls in the next several weeks, the outlook for production is just as grim.
And this year, I don't think there's going to be anything much to harvest at all.
Lori's husband, Alan, says if next year is anything like the present, he isn't sure the farm that has been in his family for four generations can survive.
It will be probably five times as challenging as what it is this year.
Bowers says the only way to prevent that is to have more of what they've been praying for this year, rain. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Du Bois, Illinois.